President Bush pushed another part of his domestic agenda today at the White House news conference, an overhaul of the nation's Social Security system. Mr. Bush has yet to propose specifics to deal with the system's projected funding gap, and today he pressed Congress for ideas. On other topics, the president says he sees progress in Iraq, and he announced that he was nominating a leading architect of Iraq policy, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, to head the World Bank. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
The president opened this news conference with yet another call to action on Social Security. Over the past 2 months, he's been crisscrossing the country promoting the establishment of private, or what the White House calls personal, accounts for younger workers. But polls show the president losing ground with the public on this issue since the start of the year. An ABC News Washington Post survey out this week shows that only 1 in 3 Americans approve of the president's handling of the issue. This morning, Mr. Bush said he's not going to back down.
I fully understand the administration must work with the Congress to permanently solve Social Security. So one aspect of the debate is, will we be willing to work together to permanently solve the issue?
But the president also acknowledged that the private accounts he wants do not address the system's long-term cash shortfall. Such accounts would allow younger workers to take a portion of what they pay into the system and invest it privately.
Personal accounts do not solve the issue. Personal accounts will make sure that individual workers get a better deal with whatever emerges as a Social Security solution.
At one point today, the president specifically said that members of Congress should be talking to their constituents about their own solutions to the problem. They should put forth ideas, he said, for a permanent fix. Moments later, though, he said that he had, quote, not laid out a plan yet intentionally, end quote, adding that the first plan up on the Hill is always dead on arrival. That prompted the question, isn't he asking members of Congress to do something he's so far been unwilling to do? The president replied,
I don't believe members should go write a bill, but I do believe a member should start discussing ideas with constituencies about how to solve the problem, as opposed to blocking ideas, to say, here's some ideas, and come back and present them.
The president took more than a score of questions on a wide range of topics, including the recent elections in Iraq. He was asked whether steps toward democracy in other parts of the Middle East have given him a sense of vindication.
I just don't worry about vindication or standing. The other thing, it turns out, this job, you got a lot on your plate on a regular basis. You don't have much time to sit around and kind of wander lonely in the Oval Office, kind of asking different portraits, how do you think my standing will be? I mean, I got a lot to do. And I like to make decisions, and I make a lot of them.
The president was asked about a growing controversy on Capitol Hill involving one of his key allies, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas, who faces allegations of ethical violations in his foreign travel and in fundraising he did back in Texas.
I have confidence in Tom DeLay's leadership, and I have confidence in Tom DeLay.
And the president also expressed a high degree of confidence in Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, a strong voice in the Iraq policy and a target of intense criticism for his role in the war. Mr. Bush has chosen Wolfowitz to head the World Bank. Already, there's been negative reaction from overseas.
He's a skilled diplomat, worked at the State Department in high positions. He's the ambassador to Indonesia, where he did a very good job representing our country. And Paul is committed to development. He's a compassionate, decent man who will do a fine job in the World Bank.
Wolfowitz's nomination is subject to approval by the bank's governing board. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.